Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, as we look into the scandal of Jesus claiming to be Ego Ami, I am, Yahweh God, we see him drawing his followers into a closer understanding of this and what that means for them to believe this. In verse 4, Jesus speaks of we. We must do the works of him who sent me. Jesus includes the disciples in the acting and the doing of what God the Father has sent Jesus the Son to accomplish. This is important to see as Jesus is drawing the disciples into recognizing that the work of Jesus is now their work as well. Now, it's important for them to see this because as we come to the end of this verse and we get into the next verse, we come up against the time limit Jesus has left on earth to do these things. In verse 5, Jesus makes his claim, Ego Ami, Yahweh, I am the light of the world. And that he is the one who gives the light whereby they together can do the work God has given them in the spreading of the gospel of God. This verse is a clear indicator of the humanness of Jesus. Don't miss this. Jesus is fully human, and this verse, as much as any other, indicates this to us. Jesus is here saying that his time on earth, will come to an end, and he knows it. Does his work continue, and does the light of his life give us light today? Yes, of course it does. However, that's not the focus of this verse in its context. To be honest with the text, we must understand that the pressure of time weighed on Jesus because he was truly human. He knew that only with the time remaining to him before he went to the cross would he be able to work the works and teach the teachings that would be necessary for his followers and ultimately for the world to understand the significance of the great I am going to the cross. So, Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. And it's in this context, and he teaches us that he knew his time on earth as the disciples knew him and understood him, but as the disciples knew him, was limited, and that was coming to its end. Now, there would indeed be darkness, because Jesus then would no longer be able to light their way as he had. Once he had died, from then on, they would no longer see him the same way. The disciples would no longer know him as only their rabbi, but also as their risen Lord and Savior. He would no longer be the man who walked with them in the flesh, but rather he would sojourn in them through the power of the Holy Spirit. He would be the crucified and risen Savior of the world, and not be confined to the limits that he lived under as he had for the 3 years with them. This intimate time would be at an end. And Jesus understood this. His time of Ego Ami, Yahweh, the light of the world, has come into the world as the promised fulfillment of prophecy and scripture would end with his death. Think for a minute how a match works. Its light is in and of itself, but when you take that match and place it in amongst the pile of paper and kindling and wood, the match gets used up, and it is lost in the bonfire that results from its efforts. Now, I grant you, this is a poor analogy on many levels, but It's the idea that sheds a little bit of light, so to speak, on understanding Jesus' time on earth in the flesh before his death and resurrection, like that match. It gets used up. Now, we tend to think of Jesus' time with the disciples as a glorious thing, something that would be obvious to everyone. But remember, what we know of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension hasn't, at the time of speaking these words, hasn't all transpired yet. The time that Jesus had on earth was limited. He knew it and was teaching this to his disciples. God limited Jesus' time so that with the end of his earthly time, the fire of his love could be seen timelessly by the whole world in the cross and in the resurrection of Christ. So, Jesus, as the I am the light of the world, had an expiration date on it as far as the earthly experience of Jesus and his disciples was concerned. Now, the contrast of light and dark that Jesus speaks of in verse 4, as we started, that is evident in the blind man that Jesus heals also. Darkness is this man's natural-born state. Now, we'll talk more about him on Sunday in a couple of weeks. This is the gospel reading in a couple of weeks. But for now, the only thing that changes this man's darkness is God's intervention through the action of Jesus. This mirrors what Jesus is doing as his time on earth comes to an end. He is going to die. He's going to die so that he might defeat death forever and for everyone who believes in him. And in doing that, in that action of his, Jesus will bring the light of life to all who will trust in him, just as this man trusted in Jesus and so was transformed himself from darkness into light. Our natural state is darkness, just like we talked about last week. The natural state of the universe is darkness. It is only by the word of God speaking light into being that darkness is overcome. This man's darkness is turned into light by Jesus. And Jesus, by his work on the cross and in the tomb, that will mark the end of his time on earth, will also dispel all our darkness, because he is, as he said today, Yahweh, ego eimi, I am the light of the world. In his name we pray. Amen.